Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is the driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevy Camaro for Chip Ganassi Racing, Kyle Larson. Exciting time right now. You guys are getting ready to kick off the 2019 NASCAR season.
You excited to get back in the stock car to get our season started and hopefully have a good Daytona 500 that gives us some momentum. Going into the season here.
It's an exciting time, I would think, for you as a teammate because you're getting a new one with Kurt Busch.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to work with Kurt. He's got a lot of experience. So, he's a past champion. So, it'd be nice for me to hopefully lean on him a lot to learn what I can and try and become a better race car driver.
Last year, kind of I don't want to say an off year for you guys. You rolled off couple of wins there the previous year and were locked out of victory lane, not for a lack of trying. What do you guys got to do this year to get back into victory lane?
I mean, we didn't get a win last year, but we still had a pretty good season. We ran second six times, and I feel like half of those I could have won. So still decent, and finishing the same spot in points as we did the year previous. We just didn't have the wins like we did then. But, just try and close out races a little bit better on my end. But as a team, especially, these races are hard to win. So you got to be perfect and do what we can do to put ourselves in position to win, and hopefully we can capitalize on those moments.
I don't think the average sports fan understands how competitive and how close most forms of racing are, whether it's dirt track racing, IndyCar racing, NASCAR. I mean, you kind of touched on it, but can you talk a little bit more about how, it's hundreds of thousands of seconds.
Cup racing in the field is really tight. It's from, first to sometimes 30th, it might only be three or four tenths. So it just puts an emphasis on your whole team being perfect. So, there's not much separation between us. So just trying to find any bit of gains and differences that we can from our competitors to make us faster is important. So, these are the best drivers, best stock car racers in the world. So try what you can to be better than them. It's tough.
Let's talk a little bit about this upcoming weekend. Daytona's a little bit of a different bear than what you guys deal with throughout the rest of the year because you had qualifying this past weekend. Now you've got the duels and then the race on Sunday. So how do you approach the duels?
Yeah, I always try and approach the duels and see what you can learn throughout portions of the race, but then just trying to be safe and not damage your primary car is always important, and make your team have to work harder the next couple days on a backup car or rebuilding your primary car. So like I said, just trying to stay out of trouble is my main goal for the duels.
Can you learn a lot in the duels?
I mean, you can always learn a little bit, but it's tough at a super speedway to learn much about the draft when you only have half the field out there.
When it comes to Sunday race day, it's a long race, but it always seems the stages have kind of shook things up a little bit. There always seems to be a little bit of excitement at each end of these stages. What's more important on Sunday, stage points, survival, or is it kind of a little of both?
Oh, I think if you want to give yourself a good shot of winning, I mean, survival is always the number one thing. Then if you look at your season, stage points are very important. So if you can position yourself in the top 10, for those stages to get some points, it can mean a lot, when you come down 26 races from now or whatever it is to try and get those extra little points to make the playoffs. So you're always shooting for stage points too. So you just got to be careful when you do it sometimes.
A couple of quick dirt questions for you. I know you spent part of your off season over in New Zealand. Any difference racing dirt in New Zealand versus the States?
As far as, the racetrack and driving, no, but the rules are a lot different. The format's a lot different. That type of thing is unique. But honestly, I mean, I think there's a handful of rules, and then their format is definitely better than the midget racing that I'm used to here in the States. So it's more kind of fan friendly there, and a lot more racing you get to do while you're there than throughout a night here. So I enjoy going to New Zealand to race. The racing's fun, but the vacation part of it is what I look forward to the most.
A lot of pleasure, but a little bit of work. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
California racers, they seem to do really, really well in NASCAR. You got yourself, Harvick, Jimmy Johnson. Any reason for that?
I don't know. I mean, you named three guys from California that have three totally different backgrounds of racing. So I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, you know, in the food or whatever out there. But there's a lot of good Californians. I think there's just a lot of different styles of racing you can get into, you know, coming from California.
Any form of racing you haven't tried yet that you'd like to?
I've never raced a dirt late model or dirt modified. You know, those are a couple vehicles that I'd like to race. There's a lot of big races and big money races in the dirt late model world. So, yeah, I'd like to get the opportunity to run some of them, you know, someday in my future.
Would you like to see NASCAR put the cup cars on dirt somewhere?
No, I wouldn't. I think they've got a good thing with just running trucks at Eldora, and I don't want to see them put a cup car on dirt unless it's got a proper tire that can handle a lot of horsepower. Because right now, I don't even think the tire that they have for the trucks at Eldora is good. And it could be a lot better if they had a better tire to allow for better racing. So I definitely don't want to see Cup on dirt.
Our home dirt track is Lernerville. You came up and spanked all the boys last year. Talk a little bit about taking home the win at Lernerville last summer.
That was a cool win. That was my biggest paying race I've ever won, I think. I think it paid like $25,000, maybe. So, I mean, for dirt racing, that's been the biggest paying race I've ever won. So that was cool. You know, I don't get to race a whole lot of sprint car stuff anymore and compete with the Outlaws a bunch. So to win that against, you know, the toughest group of guys there was special. And yeah, I mean, anytime you can win a race, it's cool. So plan on being there again this year for that event, and hopefully we can do good again.
We like hearing that, and I know the dirt track fans in Western PA will be coming out. Before we let you go, since this is Chip's hometown, do you have any kind of funny story you can share with us about Chip?
man, you put me on the spot. Chip's just a funny guy, you know, and I don't know, I feel like the Italian kind of personality, you know, tough guy. So I feel like he's like your typical Pittsburgh type of person. So when I think of Pittsburgh, I think of Chip. So he's just a funny guy. I don't really know other stories and stuff, but he's interesting.
That's cool. Hey, I appreciate it. I know you got a jammed up schedule. Good luck this weekend. Would love to see the Credit One Bank in victory lane. It's always fun to see you guys celebrate. When Dixon won the title, he had Chip body surf. So if you win Daytona, can you get Chip body surfing?
I don't want to witness that in person. So no, he doesn't need to do any body surfing around me.
Kyle Larson, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.